Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Robert Mancero, Gwen Olson, documentary filmmaker, and of course, she's written a book, Confessions of an RX Drug Pusher. We've got links on Infowars.com where you can get them. Coming up, George Humphreys in studio with us. We've got about 4.5 minutes left here in this little segment, and I've got to have you guys back both on. Gwen, you in studio because you live here in Austin, and I want to get Robert over the telephone. I want to carry this video as soon as it comes out. Closing comments. I mean, each of you have got about 2 minutes left. Gwen, just any important information you want to impart to people.
I'd just like to encourage everyone to come out and make a showing tonight. I do know that this will be a very emotional, heartfelt event, but following the screening of the film, we're also going to have a Q&A panel of experts from Dr. John Breeding, whom you had on your show yesterday, will be in attendance. We'll also have Lee Spiller from the Commission on Human Rights of Texas. And then we also have the families that are in the local area attending, and they will be there for the Q&A following the film. So this is a very important event for us to make a showing, to make a statement that we do care. We do care about this issue, and we do care about our children. So please come.
There's really no difference, except they're worse, between these psychotropic pushing drug companies and the cigarette salesmen. I mean, they knew cigarettes were killing people 50 years ago, 100 years ago, but they covered it up. But at least they weren't making you take it. They weren't in the schools going, here, you know, you've got to smoke these. You've got to get addicted. I mean, this is nothing but drug dealers who are out there making people take their drugs. Robert?
Yeah, I agree with you on that. And the screening is going to be fantastic. I just got back from Toronto last weekend where it was a packed house up in Toronto. And a woman up there is taking the film on a 20-city tour up there. She lost her husband to the drugs. So I encourage everybody to come out. They'll get a chance to even meet the families, which is great. And Tanya, who is a survivor, will be there, and she has agreed to answer questions.
And one more time, where is that church located?
At 9905 Anderson Mill Road in Austin. 9905 Anderson Mill Road, Unity Church of the Hills.
Unity Church of the Hills. The good news is all over the country, people are starting to wake up to this forced drugging. They are starting to figure out what's happening. They're beginning to realize and actually read the drug's own inserts. The companies are now getting sued. The problem is, as you said earlier, they just come out with new drugs all the time, so they're one step ahead of us. In closing, both of you, where do you see this going?
I hope we see these drugs removed from the marketplace. That's my desire, and I will work to see that happen until the day that I die.
Exactly. I hope, you know, we made this film not to make money, but to get the message out, and that's what it's been. I mean, I'm here on my own time, my own dollar. I fly across the country on my own time, my own dollar. I don't get paid for this.
But you need to make money to be able to get your message out.
Absolutely. That's why we sell the DVDs. I mean, it goes back into paying for airfare and hotels, or, you know, there's a cost to this. You know that. There's a cost to this. So it's an important message to get out there. I feel it's so important that I'm out here doing it. I'm out here in Austin this weekend.
And the same goes for me, Alex. I self-published my book not because I didn't think it was good enough that a publisher would pick it up. In fact, it has won the Editor's Choice Award from iUniverse, but because I wanted the information to get out as swiftly as possible. It's already largely outdated with statistics and that sort of thing. And I purchased the book, I mean, myself, and I give it to people because I want the information to get out. I'm not trying to get rich, but I am trying to get even.
Well, I agree with you. Look, they're getting rich killing us. I think we need to make money so we have a war chest to fight these people. And so I hope the listeners will support you. I can only commend you for what you're doing. And if people want to go take these drugs and kill themselves, that's their business. But don't make the kids take it. Don't push it. Don't tell everybody you've got to take it. And certainly we've got to get them off the market for the claims that they say for what these drugs do, because they don't do that. Both of you, it was great having you with us. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Folks, we'll be right back with George Humphreys, and then we've got Ron Paul popping in with us as well. This will be a jam-packed third hour. A lot of news. We'll shift into the Iraq War. Stay with us. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filter now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, George Humphrey, for the next 50-something minutes, will be riding shotgun with us, and he can throw out a few questions at our illustrious guest. We had him on last Thursday for just about 5 minutes. He was going to be on for a couple segments, but he got caught up there in Congress, which we fully understand. And I am, again, honored to have the best member of Congress, and he hails from the wonderful state of Texas, Congressman Ron Paul. Congressman, thank you so much for joining us again this week so we can finish asking you the questions.
Nice to be with you.
You wrote an article about the end of dollar hegemony, and I wanted to get your take on that first off, sir.
Well, that was a special order that I did. It took almost an hour or so to briefly state it. It's just the position that I don't think that we can continue to do what we're doing to get the benefits of being able to print the world's reserve currency. We have a tremendous benefit by the world accepting the dollar as if it were gold and them holding it as in their reserves. And that one day, and probably not in the too distant future, they're going to give up on this, and which will have a lot of ramifications for us here at home. We would then have to expect inflation and high interest rates and a lot of other problems.
Congressman, what do the one-worlders really want? Because we know that they have to let their dollars come back in, that all these foreign countries like Japan, China, England, UAE, Saudi Arabia, the French are holding. And then Bush claims now that they're dropping the UAE deal, but really Halliburton's just going to be a holding company for it. In fact, Treasury Secretary Snow is out today saying, don't worry, America's still open for business. Come buy us up. That's really all we do now is you just come buy us. I mean, where does this go in the future for the American worker, the American middle class, people who want their children to have some type of future? Because all the indices I look at show a very, very dim future indeed.
Well, I think their ultimate goal, and the goal they've had for a long time, is to control of all the natural resources. And the biggest resource that they're interested in is oil. And in the process, though, they want to control the banking system, which they pretty much have control of, which means the dollar is very, very important to them. And then they also want to control the military power that dominates in the world, and that is, of course, our military power, so they're very influential there. And I don't think they have any sense of loyalty to nations. They're internationalists in the worst sense. I don't think there's anything wrong with being an internationalist in the sense that you can travel and deal with people and trade with people and study and learn. But international in the sense of international intrigue and control of resources and governments and money.
We're talking about global government. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and many others have written, and many globalist documents admit, that when they talk about global interdependency, they really want these global corporations that are bigger than most nations manipulating the internal activities of countries and really paying off the local politicians. I mean, we have more foreign lobbyists than American lobbyists buying that interest. I mean, isn't that, Congressman, what the New World Order is?
Yeah, I think it is, and this is a good example of their solution, you know, turning over to Halliburton. Halliburton had been charged with a lot of misuse of funds to the tune of billions of dollars, and I don't have all the evidence, but quite frankly, I believe they probably were very much involved in a lot of corrupt spending over in Iraq. So they get rewarded, and they're going to take over as if they're different. I think you're right to assume that they're all one in the same group, but looks like the American people and the Congress are going to buy it.
I've got former city council member and author and documentary filmmaker in his own right, George Humphrey, in studio with me. And George, I mean, I'm interested to see what you think is most important today. What questions do you have for Dr. Ron Paul?
Congressman, this is George Humphrey. What is your thought about what's going to happen when Iran goes over the EU as their currency?
Well, I think if they do, and it's overwhelming, it'll have significance. If they do and it's a loan and they demand, euros for their oil, it might not have a tremendous ramification immediately. But if they do and other OPEC nations follow and then they start trading oil in euros, it'll have a lot of ramifications.
That's what they're threatening to do. A lot of people are saying that that's one of the prime reasons the neocons want the invasion now, is to stop that oil bourse from going into position. Dr. Paul, do you agree with that?
Well, I think that's a possibility, because it sure made sense that that was the reason we went into Iraq, because, you know, Saddam Hussein had already started pricing his oil in euros. And we knew that Chavez threatened to do that, and then all of a sudden there was an attempted coup against him. The only thing that doesn't quite add up, and maybe somebody has an answer to this, is if the European, and this was one of the why the Europeans were opposed to what we were doing in Iraq, because it was a contest between dollars and euros. But right now the Europeans aren't offering any resistance whatsoever to the intimidation and the confrontation with Iran.
In fact, while we have that going on, what is your prediction on, will there be an Israeli or a U.S. or joint strike? Will it come this March or next March? Because they said the invasion would come in March of 2002. It was really March of 2003. They like to do that. And then that ties in with the London Independent article today with all these quotes of William F. Buckley, Francis Fukuyama, Richard Pearl, Andrew Sullivan, George Will, and others saying we've lost the war, Bush is basically bad, we've got to pull out. Suddenly they're all saying this in their own editorials, but meanwhile they're steamrolling towards a whole new invasion when the CIA's own assessment says 10 years. So what's driving this? I mean, with all this fog of war, literal and figurative, where do you see it, Congressman?
Well, we've had several hearings already. We had some this week from State Department and other officials, other neocons coming and advocating, you know, a confrontational approach. They're not nearly at the point where they're talking about an invasion, and they may get around to that, but the only thing they hint to is that of taking out these nuclear sites, which they can't even prove exist, and yet they're about ready to attack them with bombs. I think this will have a horrendous ramification on the price of oil, and I don't think the Iranians are going to sit back and be defeated as easily as the Iraqi government was defeated. Of course, the Iraqi people haven't been defeated yet. They're doing pretty good at holding their own against a very powerful nation. So I think they have a lot of things that they can do back at us, like cut off all their oil and then close the Straits of Hormuz.
Well, they're saying they'll blow up the shipping with their cruise missiles.
Yeah, I mean, this is crazy. I even charged the State Department. I said, you know, you should try to learn from your mistakes and learn from the lessons that we just have had, you know, with the Iraq war. And you took oil from $30 a barrel up to $60. I said, as soon as you attack Iran, the oil is going to go from $60 to $120. But they didn't answer that question at all. But
so do you think they're going to have a strike? I mean, Israel's here in the Jerusalem Post. Their defense minister has the nerve, after we roll over backwards for them, and he's saying, headline, U.S. not doing enough to stop Iran, and America, quote, needs to get its act together, and they just go on to call us all sorts of names here. Until now, the U.S. administration has just been talking tough, but the time has come for Americans to begin to take tough action. Hey, I tell Israel they want to cause World War III. How about they go do it?
If they want to do it, and if they think it's in their self-interest, they have the right to do it. They do not have the right to use American taxpayers' money. And, of course, they survive, and their military depends on our money. But I have no qualms about Israel doing whatever they want. I do have qualms about us being dictated to or us financing what they need or want. I don't think they're on the verge of doing it. I think they're still in the propaganda phase.
Why are they why is their defense minister treating us like we're a whore and Israel's our pimp?
Well, just to put more pressure on us, and they know it's worked in the past. You know, they put pressure on our politicians, and our politicians are so intimidated. The one disturbing thing this week that I noticed in our hearings was that the coalition, you know, of some of the conservatives like myself and constitutionalists, along with some on the left who oppose the war, that coalition is very weak. It seems like the left is much more ready to do something about Iran than they were about Iraq. So I see our opposition even weaker, and we weren't able to stop the last one. So when the time comes, I think the noise that you hear now and all the talk is all to get the American people ready, because they are down on the Iraqi war, so they have to have, you know, a reason to go in, and that's what they're preparing.
Dr. Paul,
shifting gears,
and we're so honored to have you with us. Shifting gears into another subject quickly before you have to leave us. DU detectors all over the Western world are picking up 8 times the safe level. It's the same isotope. We know it's the thousands of tons that have been used everywhere. Lung cancer rates are exploding, even though smoking's down. What do you think about the DU situation?
Well, I don't know enough about it to comment on it, but I do know that we contribute to it, especially with the depleted uranium, and that which was put in our in the shells. We know that the Persian Gulf War syndrome probably was somewhat related to that and other things that we did.
Well, a tripling of birth defects from the first war.
Yeah, so we have not yet seen, you know, the real cost of this war when we start seeing our troops come home. You know, they talk about 20,000 casualties. That's serious injured and death. But there are probably tens of thousands of others who are coming back who believe they have psychological problems, and they've been taught that it's just a weakness and they can't even talk about it. So we have no idea what we're going to face with our veterans coming home, and not only about the uranium, I think we also have a lot more head injuries and psychological problems for other reasons that is really going to hit us. It's a real tragedy as far as
Congressman. I just want to hold you through this break so you can plug your website and your organization, the Liberty Committee, when we get back. So just stay with us a few minutes.
Did you know that business opportunity seekers worldwide are discovering the powerful opportunities in foreign exchange trading? In Forex, there are no employees, advertising, products, or organizations to build. It's just you, the internet, and your computer. With specialized personal training, you too will be able to make big money in the world's largest market. If you're searching for an alternative to more traditional home-based business opportunities, then Forex trading is for you. The $2 trillion a day Forex currency exchange market offers exciting opportunities in volatile times when other markets are unstable and insecure. This powerful Forex training program will teach you how risk can be managed very advantageously to minimize the downside while still maximizing the upside potential. To learn more about this exciting and profitable training opportunity, check out WebTactical.com. Sign up to begin your new career today. That's WebTactical.com. Or call 503-313-9210. That's 503-313-9210.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Alex Jones here back live. George Humphrey riding shotgun with me. Congressman Ron Paul, a few minutes left with him today. We're honored to have him last weekend, now again this week. Very busy man. I was talking to George during the break, Congressman, and he was talking about how he just got back from Thailand. And, of course, he's been to India, business, and many other issues. He's a successful businessman here locally. And how just everything's moving there. I mean, it looks like a spaceship, he said, in India. It's so high-tech what's been moved there. And so we have the EU expansion failing. We have the American Union failing last year. Huge victories for freedom against the NWO. But at the same time, our entire infrastructure is gone. The globalists said they'd do that to get control of us. So talking about the good of this whole New World Order stalling, but at the same time, it's kind of like they were able to slit America's throat, but now they're going to drown in her blood. Can you comment on that?
Well, you know, even if we had some victories and continue to have some victories, to rebuild our structure is a big, big job. I mean, to bring the jobs back and be competitive again, you need a new currency, you need a new tax structure, you need a new approach to environmentalism, and you need a new approach to all regulatory law that we have. We need different courts and justices, and, you know, it's so overwhelming that I don't think all of a sudden we should expect manufacturing jobs to come back because we aren't competitive. And I think the currency has a lot to do with that. When you're printing a currency, it's much easier to spend it overseas than to build factories as long as these people are taking our money. So I think our agitation, that's about all I think I can do, is agitate and talk about what we should do so we don't have a whole lot of victories. I think that's important so that if we do get a better chance to implement policy, there'll be more people with us. And I think the hard money movement and the number of people who are understanding the importance of gold and silver and why it's so dangerous to have paper money, I think our numbers are growing, and I think that's very beneficial to all of us.
The dollar overall has devalued 45% since 1998. Because the euro was about 88 cents, and now it's at, what, 130 or so. So you do the math, and you look at where all these trends are going. More and more countries are starting to slowly dump the dollar. It's like they're trying to ease out of it, but it's like a Mexican standoff. When does it...
Well, it'll probably get out of hand. It's in their interest to make it orderly because the foreigners are holding so many dollars, and I think the top insiders probably bet on both sides. You know, if the markets demand that the dollar be rejected, I don't even think that the insiders can prevent that, and that's why they try to get on to another currency, and that is that they go to the euro or something else.
So you think we need to, because I've heard you say this before, you think we need to educate everybody about who was behind the crash, who caused this, what policies did this, so as things get worse, people will at least know real solutions?
That's it. I think bad policy gets us into trouble, whether it's bad foreign policy or bad economic policy. But basically, what the trouble is with Washington is they reject the notion of the rule of law, because I think the founders gave us a system that endorsed the concept of free markets and sound money. So if we really want to step back in the right direction, is we just demand that our Congress obey the Constitution, and that's where our biggest problem is that most of them don't care and most of them don't really understand it.
But instead, the federal government's racing in the other direction. The people now don't want big government. They're waking up in all the polls, but it's the establishment knows that, so they're racing to put a police state in place. Is that police state to try to fend off the counter-revolution?
It is. It's in there. It's in place, and it was rather tragic that we saw the Patriot Act got passed, and worse than ever, and yet you and I know that there's a lot of people around this country who have spoken out and have been very negative about that. So that shows they're still in control in spite of the people trying to speak out and slow this bureaucratic monstrosity that we have in Washington.
Final quick question. We're going to let you go right now, Congressman. Last week we talked about impeachment, Democrats winning control of the Congress. You believe that they'll then try to impeach Bush. How do you see that coming down?
I suspect they will. They've introduced the resolution already, and it would be both because they're angry just for general political reasons, but they really, really would like to get payback for what Republicans did with Clinton. So if they get a majority in the House, I believe they'll take it up in a very serious manner.
But overall, do you think it will be positive to see the executive branch punished just for precedent? I mean, right now the executive claiming imperial power, would it be positive to see the executive punished?
I think anything that diminishes the power of the executive branch or the central government is beneficial to the people and to the cause of liberty.
Congressman, you're a trooper. You're a champion of liberty. You are just an amazing American, and we're glad to have you up there as a standard of the paleo conservatism. And God bless you. Thanks for spending time with us. Have a great weekend.
Sure, thank you.
You bet. All right, here we go. George Humphreys, we're going to have 30 minutes with my good buddy when we get back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at berkeywater.com.
Did you know you could be punishing your diesel engine if you don't use a diesel fuel conditioner in the winter? Winter conditions don't just call for an anti-gel, but a host of additives, as diesels have trouble in the winter, especially when idling. SFR Diesel, with its multifunctional additive package, prevents soot buildup, maximizes performance, and improves mileage. If you want to run longer, run stronger, use SFR Diesel diesel fuel conditioner. Call 888-USE-SFR-1 for a store near you.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
My comment on his documentary, 911, The Great Illusion, The End Game of the Illuminati, Our Choice, Fear, or Love, is one of the best 9/11 documentaries, just for the sheer amount of information. Very well produced, and we carry it. And we carry it as well as a book on tape, on CD. These are great gifts to give people, and we carry the 90-something page color booklets that go with it. And I certainly hope listeners will go to InfoWars.com and order these books and videos, VHS, DVD, today, because they are so important in this fight, and he has such a deep knowledge into the New World Order. George, I want to talk about the Iraq War, the globalists, where we're going from here, and just basically whatever you think is most important. But you were riveting me during the break, talking about all your overseas travels for business and pleasure, and you're over there just seeing what's happened. So thank you so much for being here, my friend.
Well, I'm always honored to be on the show, Alex. You're a good friend of mine and been a good friend for a long period of time. I just got back from 2 months in Southeast Asia, and having a degree in economics and having written about what's going on in this world for a long period of time, when you see firsthand how the United States is losing it financially and economically from a different perspective. It is just overwhelming. I spent about 3 weeks in India, and most of that time in Bangalore, where they have these IT parks, and it's like these spaceships have come down and landed in almost every software company in the country and in the world is going there, which means the brains and the wisdom of this country is going over there. A buddy of mine here in Austin, Texas, who has a very successful company, has just shut down his business here in the United States and is moving it all
over. Freescale shutting down going to India.
Yeah, and it's nothing against the Indians, because I love India, but the problem is that the brains and the productivity and the wealth of this country, both as far as software and industrially, is moving from this country. And if you don't make things, and if you don't sell things, and if you are not productive, you go bankrupt.
Well, I mean, I've likened it to, you come home, your house has been robbed, you can rebuild that, you can get that back. But if somebody chops your legs and arms off and gouges your eyes out and cuts your tongue out and pierces your eardrums with pencils, you're in deep trouble.
What made this country wealthy is because the people of this country were entrepreneurs, they worked, they produced things, and made in America meant something.
And so our building capacity is being taken.
And for 150 years, we had a positive trade balance. And in 1982, we had the world's largest trade balance in the world. By 1985, we had the world's largest negative trade balance. This year, we're going to have almost a $750 billion per year negative trade balance.
And it's not free or fair trade. They have slaves.
This is not for free
slaves shipping this stuff in, and we're competing against slaves, and then we're competing against millions of prisoners.
And the thing about it is that this is bankruptcy on design. That has been created by the power elite.
They did this to repossess everything. They brag about it. And then I have top economists on who are even saying Bush is bad, like Bartlett and others, neocons. But they're like, well, but globalism's good. This has been real good for us. No, it hasn't. It's like if you drink something and it makes you sick every time, you know it isn't good.
Absolutely. And just 25 years ago, manufacturing was 44% of the gross domestic product of the United States. Today, it's 17%. And going down like a rock. My friends, the good-paying jobs in this country are leaving very, very quickly.
And they're shifting over where, in some colleges, the growth industry, we're talking in some cases like half the college, will shift over to, quote, homeland security. So the new economy is going to be surveillance and control. So if you want a job, it's going to economically conscript you into that.
Yeah, and even service jobs are not safe here. Just about 3 months ago, I was in New York City, and I called a cab from my hotel. And I got a guy in Bangalore who was the one who was scheduling the cabs to take me out to the airport. Friends, our economy, and the economy is the basis of the wealth and the freedom.
By the way, service is now constricting, as you know.
Yes, absolutely. And people, if you don't wake up and realize that NAFTA and GATT are not free trade, it's unfree trade, and that the vitality of this nation is being destroyed, then it's up to us, because quite clearly our, quote, leaders are not going to
do anything. Well, tell us how we turn it around, if that's even possible, or how do we have a softer landing in the crash? And then the really scary thing, why do they want to economically bankrupt us? What comes after they do that?
Well, the last question, I think, is extremely important. Why they want to do that is because the United States has all the freedom-loving people of the United States have always been the greatest hurdle to the power elite taking total control of the world.
In fact, they wrote big articles about it when we first got independence from the British. They said, if this spreads, if they're allowed to have freedom and allowed to print their own money, it's over for us.
Right. And quite clearly, the handful, and I'm talking about the handful, the 200 or 300 people who run this world realize that the middle class of this country, the people who are productive, are the only stop between them.
And that poor middle class is cheering on these wars. Think they've been told that by going for these wars, that they somehow are getting some of it.
Exactly. And I have very, very dear friends who are in the manufacturing business, who are good family people, and who have heart of gold, but they, you know, they say they're Christians, but then they support Bush and they want to go over and kill some Arabs. They have no idea of what's going on. They are so provincial, and they have been and the misinformation that has come their way has turned them. It is a total oxymoron.
And there's going to be weeping and wailing of gnashing of teeth.
Yeah, and unless we, the people, the educated people of this country, and it doesn't take a majority, it doesn't even take 30%, it takes about 5 to 10% of the people to wake up, get the objective information, and to change this thing.
And start having the attitude that we're going to win. I mean, I'm so sick of hearing we've had, every time we put our hands on something, every time we put our minds into something, we have victories. But it's a small amount of us doing all the work. Folks, stop counting on George or I to go and do it all for you. Do you want to comment on that?
Well, absolutely. It doesn't take a majority, but one or two people can't do it by themselves. And Alex is working 18 hours a week. I've been working on this stuff for 15 years. And we do it because we love this country. We love our families. We believe in this culture. We believe in freedom. We believe in the heritage of the Magna Carta, of the Constitution, of the Republic, and of the good things of this country. And it's going to take all of us. And the thing about it is that one person, no matter what color you are, how rich, male or female, every single one of you can make a difference. And understanding that we are not victims. We're not victims. We are all strong, sovereign, divine people. And if you believe that and understand that, then you have tremendous power.
You just made me think of something else. Not only have we gone since 1985 from being the greatest creditor with the biggest trade surplus to being the biggest debtor with the biggest trade deficit, we've also gone from being universally loved and seen as the good guys.
Right.
They see our president get up and his attorney general say they can torture children and they can torture people. Everyone hears that, and Joseph Mengele did it in secret. We do it out in the open. By design, these globalists are also setting America up for that fall.
Yeah, and traveling around, and I travel around the world all the time, and I go to Asia about once a year, and I go to Europe and South America.
You're out of the country more than you're in.
And the fact is that the people around the world still love Americans. I mean, in even in Vietnam.
That's what Dr. Jamal said. He said overseas, they know it's our government, not us.
Yeah. And at the same time, they're seeing what's going on with our government. They see and they're saying, why aren't the people standing up to this? And so for the first time in a long time, the people are going, why aren't the American people doing something? And because there's such a dichotomy between the actions of the government, between the torture, the bombing, the insane policy of the government, and the good-hearted people of the United States that travel around the world. But the fact is that the leaders of this country are only there because the people of this country have allowed them to be there.
Well, we were the big, bad, smartest, richest people around because we had liberty, and then the central nervous system got hijacked by a virus, and it's using us, and we've got to literally pull the amoeba-like creature out of our ear and get it out of, you know, I mean, we've got to do that now.
That is an excellent analogy. The disease that the people of the United States and of the Occidental world are dealing with right now is so systemic, it is so total, that unless we take radical measures to clear our thoughts and to transcend the old left-right paradigm and to start having a new conversation about how to heal, how to make this country, return this country to the good, the truth, the beauty, and the respect for individual rights instead of the consolidation.
You were talking
power.
About freedom. I mean, overseas, and I've been overseas, in many cases there is more freedom than there is here. Oh. We think we're so free, and it's a joke.
Yeah, it really is a joke. You know, we always think that other countries are less free, and quite clearly, countries that I travel to are not perfect, and there's a lot of problems. But I guarantee you is that on a personal level, is that there is much more personal freedom in Southeast Asia than there is in the United States. And there is more dialogue and there's more debate.
People are more informed about the NWO.
And yes, they're clearly more informed. And we're in Thailand, the Prime Minister talks in there, a very sharp guy, but he total buddy of Bush, who just sold out his country. Within days, there was hundreds of thousands of people in the street, and they're Buddhists, and nonviolently demonstrating and doing a really, really great job. And I'll tell you what, unless we, again, organize. And that means you, the people listening out there. It means getting informed, going to Alex's website, going to my website, fearorlove.com, getting yourself informed, talking to your friends, writing the letters, going to the demonstrations, calling into the talk shows, writing letters. Come on, folks, it doesn't take that much, but if you don't do it, not only will your grandchildren's lives and your children's lives, but your life will be severely impacted by it.
Now, I specifically want people to know, though, THX1138, Brave New World, these nightmare dystopic films like The Island, that's actually what the globalists say they're going to do to us. I don't think people realize that they openly say we're animals, we're scum, we're going to be killed. I mean, we have the Kissinger documents. We have the Prince Philip documents. We know the WTO, the WHO documents, the UN food summits, population control. If they have their way, George, what's going to happen?
Well, I've been reading and studying about this for a long period of time, and first of all, the future, there's infinite potential, but it's very, very clear and objective.
Yeah, that's the good news. They're scared for some reason.
Yeah.
They know that they're losing control of the paradigm.
Oh, absolutely. And things are changing because of people like Alex and myself and Jack Blood and many others and many of you who are listening. But the fact is that the people who control the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, these people have absolutely no respect for our Constitution. They have no respect for the individual sovereign liberty of individuals.
Well, they see us as like a package of Twinkies on the shelf. They don't even see us as real. They call us resources.
Well, absolutely. And when you objectify...
Like a log of wood you throw on the fire.
And when you objectify another person's life, It's slavery, and with the technology that they that is there right now, the changes that are and can take place can happen so rapidly. And folks, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. We're not trying to be chicken littles, and we're not trying to overhype this thing. The reality is, though, unless we, the people of this country, take absolutely strong action right now, the near future of this country and the near future of your life is in great jeopardy.
Well, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Their plan is to use consecutively larger terrorist attacks to hurt us in the compact cities, clamp down a total control grid, and then kill 85 to 95% of us. And so that day in the future, 10 years from now, when we're all, maybe even sooner, we're all clamped down, we're all walking around with our little ID badges, they're going to kill all of us, and you can just guarantee it, folks. I don't get on the air and say this is going to happen, that's going to happen. Unfortunately, everything I've said is going to happen. They are going to kill everyone if we don't stop them. George, do you agree with that?
Well, you know, and that's a real possibility. And it's just like 3 years ago, they knew about this bird flu. And I saw Chertoff today said the bird flu is coming to the United States. And, you know, quite clearly,
just like
AIDS and Ebola, the bird flu is a manufactured virus that is put out probably by the National Institute of Health. And friends, it is so obvious. Their tricks, they don't even hide their hands any longer. It is so easy to see what they're doing because the way they manipulate people is through fear. Fear, fear, fear. And when people are afraid, they do irrational things.
Well, bottom line, I mean, I've been having a lot of guests on where they admittedly take a young corporal, say, we're going to give you 3 days of leave, go in this chamber. They nerve gas him and kill him, knowing it would kill him. They did it to thousands and thousands of people in this country. I talk about the ringworm children in Israel. It's in Israeli papers. They took 110,000 Sephardi Jews, Israel did, with U.S. money, and killed them. Radiated their brains just for a test. They really wanted to kill somebody. Mm-hmm. The test was to see if their people would have an assembly line of murdering 5-year-old, 6-year-old children. Now,
isn't it interesting that they were Sephardic?
I mean,
again, it's like you always have to look at who benefits. Key bono, key bono, key bono. And in that case, it was the Sephardics who were getting whipped up on by the Ashkenazis. But in other cases, it's the power elite who always strike the weak.
Well, exactly. And so that's what. But my point is, the elite running things, you say, oh, well, they couldn't be behind it. They are behind it. We've proven they're behind it with their own documents. But look at how they admittedly like to kill innocent little kids and kill innocent people in America and black men in Tuskegee and all the rest of it. And then we ask, who's going to be behind the bio attack, George?
And so both Alex and I have so much information that can scare the bejesus out of anybody, including myself. And the important thing right now is what we are going to do to turn this thing around, which is what Alex is
doing. Let's talk about that when we get back. Solutions. Yeah. How do we stop it right now? I mean, how do we? I mean, I say just scream from the rooftops. We know you're terrorists. We know you're murderers. We're not afraid of you.
Well, absolutely. The first thing is getting objective information and getting this together and understanding the immensity of the issues and the problems that as humans are facing.
I want cops listening right now to know, hey, you're going to lose your money, your pension fund, and probably your life if you don't join us. And please don't 10 years from now, 5 years from now, wish you'd listen to us.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just like, you know, dear friends of mine who have these manufacturing companies who for years and years have been supporting Bush and NAFTA and GATT, and suddenly they find out that all their outsourcing is gone, they have no more market.
Yeah, you're a wealthy guy. George, you're an establishment guy. You run with these big guys, and are they starting to wake up?
Well, some of them are. I mean, some of these rascals have such dadgum hard heads that, you know. But anyway, a lot of my friends, even hardcore conservative Republicans, are starting to wake up to the fact that our government, both Democrats and Republicans, have been selling them out.
Final segment. I want to talk more about solutions with you. You're going to be out of town next week, but you're promising me that the next week will come in for an hour and a half.
It's always a lot of fun to be here, Alex.
I can't wait to see you here.
Good.
I feel bad cutting you short with Ron Paul.
No problem. Ron's a great guy.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with George Humphrey in the final segment and one of my favorite people. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
FearOrLove.com. Get all the books and videos there. They can carry mine, and I carry theirs. You can go to InfoWars.com and get 9/11, The Great Illusion, The Endgame of the Illuminati, Our Choice, Fear of Love on VHS or DVD. It's such a great film. His books on tape were professionally done. A lot of people won't have time to watch VHS or DVD. We'll listen to it in traffic. I love books on tape. I'm an addict. I'm even planning to do one of my own books on tape here pretty soon with Paul Watson. But these are the best books on tape, so just go there to InfoWars.com and get them, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And George was gracious enough, when I started PrisonPlanet.tv, he let us post these also there for the members at PrisonPlanet.tv, and I've also aired it here locally on television. So please take advantage of that. George, solutions, and we were talking during the break, it's really just getting our game face on, realizing that we really can change things. And, you know, they set up these parameters, these roads, these schools, these systems, these forms, and just tell us we've got to go with that system. But really, how do we begin? For the beginner, you're more advanced in this, but how do you begin to shift your paradigm?
Well, it's like being a basketball coach or whatever. First of all, you've got to get your kids in shape. And then you got to, you know, teach them the fundamentals, and then you've got to get them to believe that they can win.
And so it does begin with getting off of the fast food and getting healthy.
Oh, absolutely. The people of this country are so sick.
Myself included. I've gotten healthier lately.
You know, I'm always on you on that because I love you so much. And all of us can, you know, we are only as strong as we are internally. And so taking care of yourself, getting some exercise.
Well, Scott's Temple.
Yeah, and just doing the basics. And I'm not saying you have to be Mr. America or anything like that, but just having more energy in your life. But then doing the objective information, getting the information and listening to shows like yours. But then what's so important is that we have to network. We have to get together. For the last 2.5 years, I've had people meet at my home. We talk about the issues. We talk about the fact that we as human beings are not victims, that we are strong.
And every neighborhood needs to do this. I mean, it'll feel weird, but knock on the doors. Find the neighbors that care. Talk about whatever issues it is. You know, 20 years ago, everybody wasn't watching TV. Now you drive by the houses, or like I'm up in high-rises sometimes at night, and everything's glowing blue. The TV sets, we're not interacting. We're already plugged in.
In those TV sets, 99% of the television shows are nothing but mind suckers. They're sending subliminal messages. So except for ACTV, shows like Alex's, and a few others, turn the television off.
You know, I don't even watch it now except for stuff people send me.
Yeah. I watch very, very little right now.
You know, when I went to college in marketing, they admitted there was already subliminal there. It was in the textbook.
And you tell
the public that, they don't even know it. You know, all this stuff on like Fox, CNN, with all the weird gray and green and blue backgrounds, that's admitted subliminal, all of that.
The more you read about this stuff, these rascals have a real ability. Even if people who are aware of it, they can blindside you, they can mind control you, so we have to be on our toes because this is a big game right now. Life is a challenge and we have to meet it. And also life is a dream and we have to be aware of it and that these people are creating this dreamlike reality. And we have to realize, no, we're not going to go down that path. We are going to live a life based on health, love, and happiness.
Well, they trick us. They get us into a jealous, envious, greedy mode, and then they put these little fake carrots out and lead us like a rat into a rat trap. I mean, we just got to, folks, you can literally, when I came out of this stuff many years ago, I guess I was never fully under it, it was like the whole world just, you know, like something surrounding me just disappeared, and suddenly I could see.
And the thing about it is when I first became aware of this, I was really afraid to take that step. But when I finally took that step, I realized, God, I'm so much more free, and I have so many more new friends.
Did you know the enemy even respects us, and in many cases leaves us alone, but then feeds on its own servants?
Well, yeah.
Have you noticed that?
It's all part of the game, and we have to see it as that and realize not to hate our enemies, because when we hate somebody, we just give them more power.
And see, that's really it. They are aware like we are. They're just evil. We're out of time. God bless you all. Thanks, George.
Thanks.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. The